We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Beishamay Aimrim Ein Neitlim Es Ali LeKatziv Olo Boso. Ali was a very big keli. It was used to grind kernels. It was a kli shel malach de leisar Ali bedarashi. According to Tosfos, it's more than that. It's a Mukta Machmas Chasor and Kis. Beisilu Mas Tirim. Beisilu was Matar. So according to Rashi, it's Beisilu holds a Klisha Malach Talisar is Mutar Latzerich Gufay. So one is permitted to use it in the process of cutting up pieces or chunks of meat. According to Tosfos, we have the same Mishum Simchas Yontef. They were matter muktzamachmes chasor and kis. Tzorich simchas yontif. We mentioned Rabbi Kevager says they were makel since it is a keli. Beishamei aimrim einoisni mesoil lifnei hadorson. One should not spread out the oil, the skin of the behemah after the shritim, after the hefshit, that it should be stepped on. And it should not be, one should not pick it up. Elam ken yesh imoy kezayis boso. It's mukze. Beisilu matirim. Beisilu lamata. Now let us see the Gemara. Tone vishovim shim kotzav olav boso sha'osa letautalek. The whole machlokes beishamei besilul is if one is permitted to use this ali lekatzev olo boso to as we mentioned last week, this was used. The Meiri says they used to take a butcher's knife and they used to bang the top of the butcher's knife with this ali, which was a heavy solid keli. But for shavim shim katzev olo boso she'osa letautaloi, then he's not permitted to be metaltalit. Let us see Rashi first. She'osa letaltaloi is aved lei tzerich yontif. The tzerich yontif was accomplished. Now, what is this baraisa telling us? Zaison the tzlach amir de kezach. He says, Betzim, the baraisa is telling us two amir de kechidushim. Let us learn according to Shitas Rashi. First of all, the Ivre in the Baraisa is dependent in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, an Ali is a Kli Shemalach Deleisa. So Letzeich Gufi Mekoymer is Mutter. She also Letaltla means Mechama Letzel. That means he wants to be Metaltla, it's now in the sun. He wants to be Metaltla, it shouldn't get stolen. So there, the halach is a kli shemalach delisar is also to be metautu, michama letzeil, for shmira from ganovim. So that's what the Baraisa is telling us. Shim kosav olav bosar, so there's no more tzorich gufoy. So the whole purpose of the tiltul will be michama letzeil, so that is us. According to Tosfos, that it is speaking about a mukta machmas chasor and kis, then she'osa letaltaloi will include also letzeich gufi letzeich mekaymoi. It's mukta machmas chasor and kis. They were mata letzeich simchas yantiv, but if it doesn't involve simchas yantiv, so it's also letzeich gufi letzeich mekaymoi. But let us learn according to Rashi. So the tzlach says two chiddushim. Chiddush number one, the Watsim from the Lashon of Baraisa, Vishovim Shim Kotzav Olav Bosa, if he was, also the Talta was speaking about Mechama Letzel. We are speaking about, he wants to be Metalta that shouldn't get stolen. So the Baraisa says, if it was used already, Letzerich Yonte, so he's not allowed to be Metalta Mechama Letzel. If it was not used, Letzerich Yonte, so it would seem, he's permitted to be metaltal of Mechama Letzel. So the Tzlach explains, because since there is now oimed a shimush shel heter, that means it's oimed now to be used for a shimush shel heter. So till it is used, it has a din of a kli shemalach de la heter, which is mutter letzerich mitcham letzel. So it's also mutter. After it was used already, it won't be used any. That means so this shimush falls off now. So now it is also letalteloi mecham letzel. That is one chiddush that the Tzlach says, which is a moiridike chiddush. But I just mentioned the lashon of the Tzlach. Efshel shekoydim shekotzav olav boso v'osid lekatzav olav hayoyim boso harei hu oz kamaykli shemalachtei laheta mutlatalt lefilo mechama letzel kechol hakelim shemalachtam laheta lochi nokachin kotzav olav. If it was used already, avokoydim shekotzav mutlatalt. That's chiddush number one, which is amayra deke chiddush. Chiddush number two. So we see from this chiddush that kozman you're not koitziv, it's oimit to be used. This is a keli that's oimit to be used to be koitziv olav boso, which is a melachta laheta. So the chiddush is that afterwards, after you used it already, it goes back to its previous status and now becomes a klisha melachta lisa. And this Mishnah, the Taz uses as a raya, the Taz in Hilchus Mila, Simen Reish Samach Vov, uses as a raya to be chaylik on the Ramah. The Ramah says, we have a similar case in Hilchus Mila, B'Shabbos. If a person has a sakin shel Mila, is Mukta Machmas Chasorin case. The Shaila is, what do you do with the sakin after the Mila? So the Ramah is matter after the Mila, you're allowed to be metaltal. It was a kli that was used today. It was, so it had a shimush today. So the Ramah is matter to be metaltal the second after the Mila. And the Taz also, the Taz says, as soon as the shimush was done already, so lemaisa, now it goes back to its previous status, till the Mila and Memela. But after the Mila, now it has no Shemesh anymore. Now it's Vaita Klisha Malach Delisa. Unless he has another bris on the agenda. But if he doesn't have another bris on the agenda, so now it's a Klisha Malach Delisa. That, it's, or Muktamach Mishchasol and Kis, by a second Shal Mila. And the Taz brings a raya from this barais, with Shovin Shim Kotzav Olobosa, Sha'osa Letalpoloi. That it goes back now to the previous status, you don't say in Muktzah Lachatzi Shabbos, and Lemaisa it is also. Omar Abaye, Machloikis, the whole Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Ba'ali, which in Yisod is a klisha malach deliser, it's oimid, the Iker Shemesh is to grind kernels. Avol, Betavro Garmi, but if you have a similar keli, which is oimed to break bones, that means this is specially used to chop meat. Divrei Hakel Mutter, then everyone holds, this is a klisha malachte laheter. So Mamel, according to everyone, you're allowed to use it in Yontif. Prakti Gemore Pshita Alitna, the Mishnah says that, which is a klish malach delisa. So the Gemara answers, "Mal de teima who adin dafilo tavre gami nami." I would think, no, without the bay, I would think Beis Shammai asks a tavre gami also. V'hai diktonil alila diacha koyche de Beis Hillel dafilo dovo shemalach delisa nami shori. wants to tell us the chiddush of Beisilu, the Tavosh Malachta Leisa Nami Shoy. Kamash Malom, that is a chiddush in the Beishamai is made by a Tavri Garmi, and we'll see later in the Sugi what the chiddush is, why shouldn't they be made? Agav Uche, the Gemara says, the Yache Koichen de Beisilu, he wants to tell you the chiddush of Beisilu, the Afilu Dovo Shemalach Tele Yisar Nami Shori. The Dovo Shemalach Tele Yisar is also Mutter. Now, Lucheir would seem from this Gemara Klor, Arayi Terashi, that the Mukze of an Ali is, it's a Kli Shemalach Tele Yisar. According to Taisvis, it's Mukze Mach Meschasor and Kis, so Lucheir the Gemara should have said, Kamash Malon, that even it's, it says Ali, that even though it's Mukta Machav Sasson Kis, it is Mutta according to Beis Hillel. So Be'emesin, the Ra'ah is Ma'iradis. And the Ra'ah says, Nokat Malachta Le'isa, Mishum de Iker Mukze Machmas Chasoren Kis Le Mitzer Bekelem Shemalachtam Leheter Beshabbos Beyonte. He says, the Ra'ah says, we don't find a Kli that is Mukze Machmas Chasoren Kis if it is Malachte Leheter. Something that is Malachte Leheter, which can be used. The shimush is a shimush that can be used. A person would have the crystal glasses. They never use the crystal glasses. Now he's thirsty, he wants to drink some water, so he could take his crystal glasses, even though it's he doesn't use it normally, for fear it might break. Abul Kaponimes this, as I would seem from the Ra'ah. But that doesn't become muktzemach m'sosoron kis. Muktzemach m'sosoron kis, that means this makze daite mishimush is usually when it is oimed bavke for malachas issa. There is a tzir brought down, let's say that kalim, which are oimed limkoyer, so, and if we'll use them, they'll become nifgam. So even though it's a klisha malachtoi leheter, there is a mukze machmas chasoron kis over there. Now, Kapodim, this is what the Ra'ah says. The Ra'ah says, he holds like Taishvus, that Be'emesin, it's a klisha malachtoi, it's a mukze machmas chasoron kis. But he says, we don't find mukze machmas chasoron kis only by a klisha malachtoi leheter. That is the first lashon of Abaye. Ike da amri yom rabaye. Loi nitzrcha ra, Abaye is saying what the chiddush is. The chiddush what is he is saying that tavri garmi is mutter, till according to Beis Shammai, ala filu tavri garmi chadati. We're speaking about a tavri garmi chadati, which was never used. And it seems this tavri garmi chadati, which was never used, is olol to break. You're very careful when you use it. You don't use it so readily. Is ma de tema mimlach v'loy tova alo? So I would think that if he has a tavri garmi chadati, one should not permit him to take it. There's a tich involved. This is a heavy keli. It's ali, and the tavri garmi is a heavy keli. And I would think we would not permit him to take it because he might be choizer, will decide not to use it. It's kamash malon. That's the chiddush of Abaye. Afal pi kein, that even though there's a svore that he might be choizer, and therefore if he will be choizer, come out, he was matriach himself, shaloi letzerich yontiv. Kamash malon, that Beis Shammai was mekel. By Tavar Garmi, and there were only Machmer by an Ali. Let us see Rashi. The Tavar Garmi, Ami Yuchedes, Lekatsev, Ole Abosa. Mao de Taimu, who had in the Philo Tavar Garmi, Osri Beishamai. Now why should they ask, according to the first Loshen, Dilme Bossa de Tiltele, Mimlach, after he slept it, and later he can change his mind. The Leitovach, he won't use it. Vishtakach de Torach Bechdi. So there'd be a Svara to say, and we'll see in other instances, Beishamai Istakach Hayish, for Chazore, for Charote, and they'll come out, there was a Tilche Shalei Letzairich. It's Gamash Blood that here, he wasn't Machna. Ike d'amri amar abaye ki yisvinu pshite elit nan. What is the chiddush? Shani abaye gufei ochi. Nitzra hod amrinen al vatave gami di vehakel muta al vatave gami chadati. That means you could be medayik from the Mishnah. That is true. That an ali is also a tave gami is muta. But what about a tave gami chadati? It's not muchach from the Mishnah that that is muta. Shleikotz of a lemio, ilom dikala mechesh techayis alom imlach. He might be chayis on it, he wouldn't use it on Yom Tov, because if it was never used, it's all old to break. So memelech amash malon, that's the chiddush of a bayah, vafal pi ken bu yanat chayis. Frek de gemorem, u beishamay lechayis ilom luchi, beishamay is not chayis ilom luchi, Pasani, we learned in the Baraisa, Beishamay Oimrim, Ein Meilichen Tabach, Vesakin Eitzel Beheime. Shaila, if there's a Chiddush in Tabach also, but let us say there's a Chiddush in Tabach, that one does not schlep a Tabach, a butcher, a Shoichet, Vesakin, Eitzel Beheime, Vlei Beheime Eitzel Tabach, Vesakin, you don't schlep the Beheime to the Tabach Vesakin. Let us see what Rashi says. Eim elichin tabach v'sakin, im hoyu rechoikim ze mize, dilme bosor de triach mimlech. Maybe they'll make this whole journey. They'll go to, they'll bring the knife, or they'll bring the behemah, and then later they'll come out, they'll decide it's not kedai to shech this behemah. So mimlech comes out to the tirch shalei letzorech. The Rashba wants to say, personally, that Beishamai says you can't bring the behemoth to the sack, and you can't bring the sack to the behemoth. So how do you shech the behemoth has to have a sack dangling around his neck? That's all there was. I'm bringing the sack to the behemoth. So he says he personally would say that it's speaking about you can't bring from a Rishus Aram to Rishus Ayochid. That is the Shir. That is the Shir, maybe it's involved, maybe then, L'cheire then, besides the Isser of Tirch, L'cheire we have, perhaps also a Shaila of Eitzah also, of Shalila Tzayich Yant, it'll be Mimlach, it'll be L'cheire that there's a Shaila of Eitzah also. That's what the Rashba says, but from Rashi he says it's not Mashma like that. Rashi is not Mashma, and he says it's very unclear, so there has to be a Shir of When is it called the Tirche Shalei Letzorech, and when is it not called the Tirche Shalei Letzorech? And it's very sosum that the Tana didn't give us guidelines. That's the Rashba's Ha'or. Yeah. Another halacha. Beishami Oimrim emelichin tavlin o modach eitzel meduche, veloi meduche eitzel tavlin o modach. That means if you want to grind tavlin in Yontif, you're not permitted to bring the tavlin to the meduche, or the modach to the modach to the meduche. Again, it might be choisa. Bisulaim emerlichim zeitzolze. So memele, so we see that Beishamai was not matir a tirche in yontev, if it might come out that the tirche was shalei letzeach yontev. A person can always change his mind, and Memela, therefore, there was a matter to do tirchas on a gamble. And for the Gemara, and for the Abaye, Ochi Hashta. Bishloime Beheime Osilim Luche. A Beheime could very well be, or I could change his mind. The Omar Nishbek Ai Beheime Kechushe Umaisina Beheime Achite. They'll schlep the whole Beheime, and then they schlep the Beheime to the Sheikh. The Sheikh gives a look at it, or he looks at it, and we see that the Beheime is a Kechushe. So that's not a covered yontif. So they'll go and they'll bring another behemoth. So it comes out this first shleparai with this behemoth was shaloi letzairich. Meisine bei Machita de Shmeine Mina. Kedera Nami, the, let's say, the dish is Asilum Luchi Damal Nishbek Hakedera de Boy Tablin, or Meisine Achita de Le Boy Tablin. That means you might go and schlep the Modder to the Meduche, and then later the Rebbetzin will say she changed her mind that she'll serve a different dish that doesn't need spices. So Memela, so this whole thing is not necessary. So again, it was the Tirchish Leilatzeich. Ochem Ayika Lameima Mimlech V'loi Tova Kivin the Shochta L'Tvira Kaimen. But over here, so these things, there is a possibility and perhaps a probability that they might change their mind. So Beishamai was not Matar Atirche if it might end up being Shalei Letzorech. Masha'enkein by the Tavri Garmi, since he has to do it, he shechted the Beimer, but he said, Mamela, we're not Chayish. So that's Midero also speaks out that even though, I mean, Abai said a Chiddush, in Tavri Garmi Chadati, a new one, a person perhaps would be scared to use on Yontif and might break. So it could be he has an old one. So, Luchay did be a svara to say, maybe we should ask on who, and that batsim is the chiddush of Abaye. Even though he has an old one, since if he wouldn't have had an old one, they would be matar a new one, because he wouldn't have a brayer, he needs it, so they were matar already becholoif and a new one, and then the, even though there might be a possibility he might be chayzer, and then use his old one. Let us see Rashi. This is a dish, it seems it doesn't need tablet. Michael Member Gossin Marshmallow Loy Gossin Ton Vishavin Shemoilchin Bishami Oimram Enoisin as Oyer. You're not permitted to spread out the Oyer with Nehaderson. Ton Vishavin Shemoilchin Olav Bosolitzli. But one is permitted if he has meat to salt, so he is permitted to put the meat over this skin, and he'll salt the meat on the skin. And the process of salting the meat on the skin, some of the salt will eventually fall on the skin, and that'll help preserve the skin, but that is permissible. That is not it's a ma'abed la'achayat, and it's a rabbonon, and this is sufficient to preserve the skin. Omar Abaye loishonu elo litzli. Now we see Rashi and Tosfos say that Bemison Sli does not need malicha whatsoever. Mikradin. No, the minhag ha'olam is that people salt, pour some salt, the salt, the meat before it's lim, stomach for tasty purposes. But it's not too much salt. Kedera, if one wants to cook the meat, then there's a process of maliche, which has to be very well salted. So Abaye said, loishanu elu litzli. That means the amount of salt that is normally used when one wants to salt meat that is oimed to be roasted, that amount is permitted to be salted over the skin. Aval likdere, but if he wants to salt meat, which he wants to eventually cook, so mamele, so that there much more salt is needed, and then it's takanire kima abed, then it doesn't help, even though you're salting the meat, but al kaponim, this already is nearly like an ibud of the oil. In fact, the Gemara pshita letzlitnan. The Baraisa says that shemelchun alo bosa letzli. So you see klo, that they will only matter the salting for tzli. So the Gemara says, hokemashmolon, no, by as long as achidish, tafilu letzli ke'en kedeira osa. That means, what'll be the din? If a person wants to put, his taka wants to roast it. But he wants to put more salt on the tzli than normally. He wants to put, make a malicha on the tzli ke'en kedeira. So I would think that Lamaisa Chazal, since the purpose of the, he wants to use this meat for tzli, so I would think that it was a late plug already. Chazal were makel that you permitted to be meleach bosel tzli. Why? Because normally bosel tzli is a small amount of salt. There's a small amount of salt used. So Philo will have a hechetimtze that a person will salt it more, but a late plug rabbonah. So that's what Abaye told us. Abaye told us, no, they were only matter tzli if the amount of salt used for the tzli is, which would normally be used for tzli. But if he's meisiv on the salt, and that's ke'en kedere, so then it'll be also over the oil also. Let us see Rashi. Shemilchin olo, fa'afo pi shehamelach moye le'ibud, Letzli den milchin oisayofa, we don't salt it too well. Kamashm da filo letzli ken kedera osa. Hay avalak dera de kama rabbi, letzli ke en kedera kama. Kigay. Adam hameleach tzli yofa yofa. He salts it very well. Karev limlichas boso shalatzerich kedera. That means this is close to the amount of salt that is used when one has to salt meat for cooking purposes. The loitame coldly show. You should not say that coldly is permissible. So that's the chiddush of Abai. Tono rabon, ein milchin es achalovim, ve'ein mahapchin behem. One is not permitted to salt chaylev. Is not permitted to be mahapach chaylev. Now the reason of this iser is. Because since chaylev is not famed la'achila, like this we have a klal, ein ibud ba'oichlan, kaponim in ha'teire. But chaylev is not famed la'achila, so then already the ibud, to preserve the chaylev, that it shouldn't spoil, this already goes into meleches ma'abed. So therefore, ein moilchin es achlovim, which is one process of ibud chalovim, ve'ein mahapchin behem, and one is not permitted to turn them over, which is also, it seems, a process of preserving the chaylev, it shouldn't spoil. These pu'ules, which are l'tzeirich, the preservation of the chaylev, is awesome. Let us mention for 1 minute, what is the din about tiltal of the chaylev? Is one permitted to be metaltal the chaylev? It's not doing something to preserve it. Just wants to be metaltal it. So there's a machloikas apaiskim. The Magen Avraham wants to tine that this is noilad. And let us just explain. Chaylev, bizman, chaylev had a shimush. Chaylev was used as tallow. It was used. They used to burn candles. They made candles out of chaylev. They used it as a fuel to burn with. And this could be used in yontif. So the shaila is it muktzeh? Is it noilad? The Magen Avraham wants to say it is noilad. Magen Avraham says that the chaylev that was before the shchita, the chaylev was part of the behemoth, was an integral part of the behemoth, and now that you shechted the behemoth, so now it could be used for candle purposes, but that's noilet. So Magen Avraham wants to tine it at its muktzeh. That's Magen Avraham tines. But he brings in a Gos Oshri. The Gos Oshri says that it is not Muktzin. One is permitted to be Metaltalit. Bemison, I saw the Chazanish explains that Gos Oshri, with once mentioned such a Svara. I mean, Bemison, it's very difficult to understand why this should be called Noilat. There is a Noilat, for example, say, the Gemara speaks about pits of certain Peiris that Kozman de Mechuba to the Yoichel, they have a Dinoichel. So it's a Dinoichel, it's Aymed Lachila. After you finish eating the Yoichel, so now it's you can use it for fuel. So there it's brought down, it has a Shem Noilat. Because before it was a Machal Odom, and then later it became, after he ate the fruit, so it became now Aymed Lefuel, so this is called Noilat. But over here, the Chazanish Tain is, here Behemoth was speaking about the Behemoth. Why are you looking at the Behemoth when the Behemoth was alive? I mean, when the Behemoth was alive, it wasn't edible either. No, Pshat is, it's Oymet to be Geshachten. So there are different Chalokim in the Behemoth. There's a Chalok of the Behemoth. So just like you understand that the meat is not Noilet, because the Behemoth is Oymet to be Geshachten, so Mimela, the meat of the behemoth will be used to be eaten. So the chaylev of the behemoth will be used for what you use chaylev for. So why? So that's what it was oimed for before Shabbos. That means the chaylev, this chaylev was oimed for fuel purposes, and this chaylev was oimed for eating purposes. Okay, that is in the total the kishayla. Mishnebura got paskins like the Mogen Avraham. Well, the Barais is speaking about the Inyan of Malichas HaChalovim, which is a Shaila and Ibut. Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Omru, Shoitchon Beruach Al Gabi Yisaitis. Shem Rabbi Yeshua, they said that you spread out the Chalovim, Al Gabi Yisaitis, and the Al Kaponim, this will prevent it from spoilage. Omar Rav Masna Halochik Rabbi Yeshua. Ike da Amri, Omar Rav Masna Ein Halochik Rabbi Yeshua. So, the Rabbi Shalom Lamand, Yom Halochik Rabbi Yeshua, Itzbrich, Salke Daita Chamina, Yochit Barab, Malochik Rab. I would think that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. It's Kamash Malon, Halochik Yochit. El Lamand, Yom Ein Halochik, Pshita, Yochit Barab, Malochik Rab. So well, it says, "Mal the time, mistava time, Rabbi Yeshua. Why to lay shoris lay mimna v'lay shochet? That if you won't permit him to do it, so lemaisi won't shech. That means there's a chelik. If you won't be able to do any sort of a pula to preserve the chelik, he won't shech. Is this too much of a hefset? Kamash melon that lemaisi they asked. That's the chiddush." The Chiddush is, even though it's Mestavo time, the Asad, in fact, the Gemara, Maishna, Me'er, Lifnei Haderson. Ay'er, Lifnei Haderson is also, it's a Ibud Kalach Hayad, which is also Midarabonon, and they were Mekel, also of the Svorah, because if you won't be Matah, that means a person won't Shecht and Yontev, realizing that he's going to lose half of the Behem, he's going to lose the Ayer, so that's why they were Matah to do something. So what is the difference between the oir of the Behem and the chaylev of the Behem? Umayishna ma'oir lifnei hadersam. The Gemara says, Hosam le'muchacha milse mishum dechazi le'mizgile. That means, when Chazal wa matah, it is not nearer to the naked eye that he is doing a pu'ule of ibud with this oir. That means even though he spreads it out, and people will be walking over it, but I'll upon him to the naked eye, it could seem that he's spreading it out, and people can sit on it. They don't have to sit on the floor. They can sit on this skin. The chazi lemizgi alei. So memele, so even though his intentions are, I'll upon him that the people will be walking on it, but I'll upon him, it is not nire, his intentions are not nire nikel. So then they were matah. But here you are doing a pu'ula, you're spreading out the chalovim you're spreading out the chalovim with one purpose, that the only reason you're spreading it out, that they shouldn't spoil, that it shouldn't spoil. I'll do something else. Instead of doing that, I'll salt it. And then they'll come to Nisa Daraisa of Me'abit. So Me'mela here, therefore, they asked it. Let us see Rashi. Ein Me'lchen Asachalovim Biyontiv Kedei Shelo Yasrichu. Vafilo Nishchita Abahime Biyontiv. And we have here this svara that if you'll ask a mimna v'lei shochet, achalvike, they ask. O maishna ma'il if ne hadayosom, the shari beisilu mishum di loi shochet, lai mimna v'lei shochet. The Moses hosom lai muchach emilse shetei shti chose le tzayach ibud. It's not nikar that he's spreading it out for ibud. The meima o mahai de shori lai rabbonu le sit of ne hadris, ne tzayach yante vitiru. Shtav shti chose tzayach yante. He's doing this for tzayach yante. The chose le mizgele. People have a place where to sit down. Ah, v'lochi gabi chalovim ki shoris lo shoitchon muchach emilse shalatikon hachalos hachalovim mitartoi. Here it is muchach that you are matter to do a pule, that the chalovim should not spoil. So memeila vosinami lemem lechino. So they might come and salt it. Umelichem yavis melochi si bedova shiesh boi ibud, disnan v'amoylchoi v'hamaabdoi. The... Let us see Taisvis and Daf Yidal from Daf Hashem Shemayuchan Alav Bosa Letzli Lav Mishum Detzorich Melicha Letzli Kedem Mefarish Bechun El Mishum Shenogu Lemayuchan Kedem Litein Tam. Yeah. The Rajba clears a shayla lahaloche if one is permitted to be Meileach Bosa Al Gabi Chalom. Just like before we had a heter that one is permitted to be meleach bosa al gabi oil, shemeilchon ala bosa letzli. God in the Yerushalmi has brought down that a person is permitted to take many pieces of bosa and he'll be meleach each piece over a different area of the oil to make sure that salt falls on the whole oil. That the Yerushalmi says is muta. The Rajba is mesupik lalocha we paskin that it is osa. Zakti Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda Mashmu Meleach Odom Kama Chatiches Bosor Bebasachas. Now here we're speaking about Melichas HaBosor Bebasachas. The Chad Tirche Lekulu. That's one Tirche. Now that means as follows. A person Shechted Abayim. You need, for Kezayis Bosa, you also need Shchita. So he shechted a behemoth. Now he has meat that could last for who knows how long. And Lamaise, he doesn't have so many people to eat it on Yontif. So he liked to be Melech and Al Kaponim, it shouldn't spoil. Now there's also a din of, even though there's a din in Ibud, Beoichlin, that's Minater, Midrabonon, it is also. Aber meleach odam kama chetiches bosor bebasachas. This is where we make the basachas. Rashi says the chat tircha lekulu. So that means when my peilas yadechot, if he has three pieces of meat and with one zrike, he has to fill up his hand with more salt than he would normally for one piece of meat. But he has with one zrike, he can cover three pieces of meat. So Mamela, they were matter. So there's no extra tiche. So there's no extra tiche. So they were matter. This, the tzeirech, it's, this they were matter. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, let's be practical. Okay, that's when he sold to this side of the meat. Now he has to turn over all three meat pieces to sold the other side. Now, so this is your tiche. The tzeirech and the other pieces of meat also. Seems that they were matter. That tircha they were matter. As long as the etzem melicha process, he does it with maplida shadech, he does it with one throw, so mamela that they were matter. Tav Ade Bar Ave Marim Umolach Galme Galme. Tav Ade Bar Ave said a bigger Chiddush than Shmuel. Shmuel is only matter, the amount of meat that one can with one Mapoilis Yad, with one shot, one could be Meleach. But if he finished salting one piece, it's Fafalim. And Ravada Barava Marim Umolach Galme Galme. Marim, La'achar Shemolach Zu La'ochla Hayoim. He salted one piece of meat. Oima, Chavel Ta'areva Olai La'ochla Hayoim. Then maybe this piece is better. V'chayzer Umolcho. So Mameli salts the second piece, and then the third piece also, perhaps, is better. So he can salt all the pieces with a harome, by saying that perhaps this one is better. So the Baal salt all the pieces with this halach. Let us see Tosfos. Marim umolach galma galma. V'chein regilim ha'olam shemarimin. Let us see the Gilsus Abach. V'tzoylen v'oichlen ma'at min ha'tanegoyles. Kemoy HaKovet. Now, Taisus brings a minik ha'olam, a harame that the olam does, that tzeilim v'oichlin ma'at min ha'kovet. So exactly, ma'at min ha'tanegoyles, kemoy min ha'kovet. Now, it is unclear what Tosfos is saying. I saw the bring down from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. This is Pshat in Tosfos. Legilim b'nei Adam lishchei tatan egoilis ulevashlo. They shech tatan egoilis. They cooked the tanegoilis. Afilu letzeirech yontev beis. Shechet is here now. They have enough meat for now. They need for tonight. They need meat. Oy lechoil, or you're doing it lechoil. Vilechel mimena oisay hayoyim me hakoved idover muot. So now we'll understand. That's what the Ben Yeruchim says. Now, so now we'll understand that Tosfos is saying a meiridike chiddush over here, that Tosfos is bringing, no, he was mater, Rav Ada Bar Ava was marim, umolach galme galme, was harome. So here, the oilam field sich macht noch harome. This is another harome, that means I'm shechting the chicken now, why do you need the chicken? What do you mean I need the chicken now? I want every piece of the chicken. Stuck every piece of the chicken. Yes, they have the whole chicken. And they have the covered of the chicken. They have another small piece. Finished. The rest of the chicken will be used for tonight. But I'll kapon him. So Tosfos is saying, Ulcheira would seem from Tosfos that we see the he spoke about the harome that could be used for melichin and regilum oilam for different harome. The davoini, I don't understand. If that is l'chayre, that's pshat and Tosfos. But I don't understand the dimyan. Now, bishloime by meliche. So what is the whole problem? The problem is that there's an issa d'rabbonon min ha'teiren ibud bo'ichlim min ha'rabbonon. This is a din ibud. This is a problem. There's a problem over here also. The Rishonim say, you have here the heter. I mean, if you won't permit him to salt all the pieces of meat, he won't shech the behemah on yontif. I mean, it's gonna be, he's gonna shech the whole behemah for one steak, and everything will go leibud. The chlovim goes leibud, the ur goes leibud, and now the rest of the steak alone, the whole behemah will go leibud besides. So, the minna, as mishum simchas yontif. So, there's a svore, it's an issa d'rabbono, and it's with a harome, we're not doing it bad, we're doing it with a harome. So, memele, they will matter, and if you won't do it, from simchas yontif.
Now, the Rabbi Yeruchem, let's talk about the real grobe thing which is being done. A person wants to have meat by Tzor Yontes. Wants to meet the Tzor, he says, the Tzor Yochel is doing it. Now, here there's an issue of the rice already. He's shechting the Tzor Yochel, he's cooking the Tzor Yochel. No, Bishloim Eloit Rabbe, Rabbe Hol Toil, so it's a Rabbonon. According to Rav Chisdel, doesn't hold oil, the chayla tzad araysa. We don't mash mois and taisvis, tam beis and mit beis. We don't passel, we don't paskin like Rabbe. Taisvis says, a fillu ladi don. Tav, a fillu ladi don, that we don't hold of oil. Taisvis, tam beis and mit beis. Al kuponim, so we're talking about an isser di araysa. Talking about an isser di araysa. And over here, there's also no medume mimne v'layosam. There's no hetav of simcha shantav also. I mean, he needs it for tonight. He hears what he has today. He needs it for tonight. I feel like the first case of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he wants it for yontav sheni. The chochnet azay poshet. So he's cooking on yontav rishin for yontav sheni. But he wants his matar. I feel like the tzayr chayil. The is a din and fakert. There we see some. This is in Mamalei Adam Kdeire Bosser. I feel like it's a hell of a Zayisachas. But there, that Haroma, it makes a little bit more sense. Because there, Pshat is when you Mamalei the Kdeire, so it tastes better. That it tastes better that you have the more meat there is in the Kdeire, so the Kazayis you're going to have is going to taste better. But here, to make a maisa shchit and a maisa bishul, a tzorech halayla, and good, I'll eat something now, I'll eat a small piece, which is the harome, it's very unclear how the oilam was a pesregir, I think that's pshat and taisvis, like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So it's very unclear what the dinyan is to the harome of Rav Ado bar Rava. Umiyu Rav Shmuel hoyoime haynu davke koydem achila v'lachar achila loy. He says, and this harome of eating, that you're eating a small piece, so that is davke if you're holding before the suda. That means you need a piece. How much lemais are you going to eat from this chicken? No, but you need a piece. So Mimela, so then they were, so I need a piece, so Mimela said, it will matter, so I can check this chicken. Later I decide to take a small piece. I'll take from different meat, the brunt of the suda. No, that's minor geschäft. But I need a chetiche. But if it's after the suda, you're full already, and I'll eat a piece, it should be, to for that lotzeire charome, so that's such a rova, they weren't matter either. Let us see further the Mishnah. Beishamai oimrem ein misalkin es atrisen beyontev beisilu matiren af laharsa. Mai trisen, vada trisen, oma ule trisei chanoyus. Let us see Rashi. Chanoyus, kemoitei veisein, these were boxes of some sort, cabinets, Ve'oimdois b'shuk, ve'einam b'choboris l'kalke. He says that these were a person who used to sell his wares. He used to go and these teivos used to be full of the wares. And the trisin were dalsois pischeyem. This was the door of the Pesach of the teive. So Beishamai says one is not permitted to take off the door in Yontev, or see to sell the wares. And Beisula was matter to take it off. They took off the door, they spread out the wares on the door. And then later, afterwards, they shut the door again. Af lahagzer, Beishilu was matter to be magzer, the trisim on the table. Ba'amar ule shloisha dvorim hitiru soifoi mishum trilosai. There are three things that the yisoi the heta they were matter is because if you won't be matter this, so you won't do the first thing. And they wanted he should do the first thing.
So therefore, they had to be matalis. Ve'elu ein, oyer lifnei ha-derson, v'trisas chanuyois, v'chazoras retiye b'minish. Let us see Rashi. Hitiru soifon, she'enei tzerech yontav. All these three things was not a tzerech yontav. V'shum t'chilosim shu tzerech yontav. V'iloi shore soifon, he will not be matter the soif loy ove t'chilosom. So he won't do the t'chile. Oylif nehadurson, hutro shtichoson, you're allowed to spread it out, mishum shritoson, if you won't permit him to spread it out, he won't check. Trisei chanuyois, hutro chazoroson, mishum silukon, you're permitted to put back the doors of the tevis, because she's not a tzeirich yontav, in order, because it won't be permitted to put it back, we have to picture, so he has a teve in the, see, this is in the Rishus Arabim, we'll see, and he's selling things, and he's not permitted to put back the door, so shtel zechfor, he has a teve with his wares that he's selling, and the door's open, is pirtze keire leganef, and you have an open Pesach, there's a big kriye. So memela, so if he won't be matem to shut the tris, he won't sell on yontav. They wanted he should sell on yontav, but simchas yontav. The chazores retiye b'shabes perik lo godol amru. Amamareyach retiye b'shabes chayv mishum b'machik. If a person will smooth out the ointments which are on a retiye, which is a type of a bandage, and Shabbos is chayiv mishum memachik, is they were mata b'migdash l'koyin shaloka b'yodai. A koyin had a maka b'yodai, v'tzorich lavid avoide. He has to do the avoide. Now, when he does the avoide, v'litil retiye ma'al yodai, so he has to take off this retiye shaloi techatzitze ben yodai l'avoide. So he has to take off because there's not permitted to be a chetzitza. Marzer retiye la'achar avoide. So the matter after avoide is permitted to put back the retiye. The loishoris lay laharziro, if you won't be matter him to put back the retiye, loishoka lay mikor, so he won't take it off. There'll be a need for kahanim to do the avoide, so he'll take a day of absence. My hand hurts me. If you're guaranteeing him that after the void they'll put it back, but if you'll ask him to put it back for the whole day, he'll get infected, he'll be in pain, so he won't do the void. It will matter. Hachzores retiye, seifon b'shum t'chulos. Urechova omar Rabbi Yehuda, afa peiseyach chavisoi, umaschil b'isosoi al gav horegel, Barlibe de Rabbi Yehuda de Oma Yigme. Let us see Rashi. Rechova Oma Rabbi Yehuda. Now, before we say over this Rashi, let's give a little hakdome, and then we'll understand what the problem was over here. The Rebbe of Rechova was Rav Yehuda. Not Rebbe Yehuda, was a Rav, not a Rebbe. Now, here, he said, Rebbe Yehuda. So there's a kasha, so what's pshat Rebbe Yehuda, if he means, it's Rav Yehuda. So, there are two ways you could emphasize. You could say it means Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya. Because Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya was much before Rechava. And he was like a Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya, Rebbe Yehuda Anosi. So it's good, the Rebbe. But there's another problem. So if it's Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya, he should have said Nesiya. Or it could be, you know why he didn't say Nesiya? Because it wasn't Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya, it was Rabbi Yehuda Take. So now we know why he didn't say Nesiya, we have a problem with the Rebbe. So this Rebbe Yehuda is problematic. That is what was bothering Rashi. It's Yesh Mefolshim. Suffolk. There was a Suffolk. We didn't know Klo, Rechove, we don't know Klo, or Rechove himself didn't know Klo, who this Baal HaMemra was. Suffolk Mishmei de Rebbe Yehuda Nesiyeh. Suffolk Mishmei de Rav Yehuda.
So Memele didn't know who, so he said, Rebbe Yehuda, and figure out, so it's, it could be one of the two. Vani Oimer, so Rashi does not like this pshat. The problem Rashi appreciates, but the pshat Rashi doesn't like. Vani Oimer Lero Rochoves Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. He never saw Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the Bepumpa Disave, Vloy Motinu, Sha'ol Oleretz Yisroel, so Memele, he would never say, oh, remember from Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Ba'oid kemrina ba'alme de dayik v'gama shmaitse mipume de rabbe kirachove de pumpadise. That the chazal amaflik in rachove, he was a meiradike dayke. He was a meiradike dayke. So havel on lemeimer, so if he was a meiradike dayke, that filu sveiki de gavre goris, Kemrinim Rabbi Yehuda Ba'akal Shoichte. That means he should have said, if he was a Merdeke Daiken, she should have told us Rochel Bitra Ktana, that I heard this either B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyo or B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. That means don't tell us riddles, Rabbi Yehuda and some Merdeke Daiken. We find Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda in Chulon Taka says like this. He was, when someone told him over memory and he wasn't sure who said it, so he said over, Yenna told me over the memory, and he wasn't sure if this one said it or this one said it, but he was a member of the Kedaikim. So if Rechove had a shame of a Daikim, so he should have said over Klo. Samir de Farashi does not like this chat. V'nire ba'enai, that it was Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Mishum de Rabbi Muvikoyo, v'loiho yoloimid mirab ache abikori le Rebbe. The line is half came with Rabbi Yudachim, some of the other Rabbi Yehudas in that time also. So Memele, so in order we should know who this Bala Memre is, it says Rabbi Yehuda. Ava Peseyach es Chavisoy, Chover Kshe Hischil Limcha Yeinoy, by Kikroy Loile Regolim Berego. A Chover, a person, so these are the Chaverim who are Nizar or Betares, they were Plushim, and an Amoritz is Legabi Achover, the big day Amoritz, which not so Nizer Binyone Tare. So a whole year, they were Nechshav Kitmeim for Achover. But during the Regolim, Chover, Shehisre Limker Yenai Oikikre Loile Regolim, he started selling his wine for the Oile Regolim Beregel. Now, if you're in business already, so you have all types of customers coming to you, and you have Amaratzim also, and the Amaratzim, if you're handling with them, the Amaratzim are touching things also. The Tumas Amaoretz Beregel Tahire Kol Yemoiseregel. So Chazal wa Mater, there's an Asmachte, Chazal wa Mater, the Amaratzim, even though the whole year, the big day Amaratzim is Tmei Medras Lepushim, Abba Baregel Tahire Kol Yemoiseregel. Uba Meshen Nisha La'acha Regel, so that means in the Regel, we were not Goyris, that they're Negir, that was Matam anything. Rabbi Yehuda says, after the regel, whatever's left over, so we assume we weren't metamit, this is the same thing was eaten during the regel, and the fine dimension was eaten, so we said that the amaratzim are not metamit. So after the regal, you can also sell it becheskes tare. Ulechol adam v'yizo shliga amoretzoyt. Aber kaponim, now there shouldn't be a new negiyah. The negiyah of the shasa regal, they were make bechachomim aimim layigma v'loim krenu oiv. Mishum denit meis beregal b'maga amoretz. It really has become tomi b'maga amoretz. Unehei dechol yemoisa regal ishtaroi. Shaloi Levaisham, even though the whole regal was mutter, you're allowed to eat with them together, there was no barriers between the Pushim and the Amaratzim, although miu la'acha regal, chol olamafrei, but after the regal already, so now we do not have the sibe existent to be matter of the Tumas Amoritz, so la'acha regal, whatever they have touched during the regal is tomei. Ashmin in Rachove, Rabbi Yehuda, Loyoma, Yigmer, Elam, Mishum, Trilos.
The only reason Rabbi Yehuda said you're permitted to sell the surplus becheskas tare is because if you won't permit after the regel, a person won't sell his things for the regel, because he might end up with a big deficit. So therefore, that's shot in the Gemara. So he said over, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that said yigma, that means the whole heter was itiru soifam mishum tchilosam. Let us see Taisvis. Omar Rechavam Rabbi Yehuda Perish Rashi. Yesh meforshim dolochi koma hai lishne, mishum shahoyo mesupik im shamashmu zeis me Rabbi Yehuda hanosi oi me Rabbi Yehuda. And here, the Rechava Yipopadisum, Matzini Shalor Tzisrael, Voi Matzini Bepsochim, the daik vegom shmeitzim ipum et darabe kerachov et apumpadisa vim kein shayim mesupik vim isham ha-shmur. If he was mesupik who he heard this for ha-ilai loima, he should have said, apilu sveik hai de gabri goris kedom ha-bachulam shmeitim de magremes. Kach nirlit, kach oma rabbi yudim mishum she rabbi mubik. Vod, the kama gom shmeitzim ipum et darabe, where do we see that it was a gebal de gedaikin, Koya the comma stov lifnim stov vle comma itzdebe. He did not use a common lotion of itzdebe as a bench, and he called it a stov. The oisai lotion shama me rabbi. This was the lotion he heard from his rebbe. Vle rotza lishanoisai, and he didn't want to change. That was his daikonos of Rechava. Gavuch, I once heard from Roshiva Rabbi Yankim Sochein El Broche, he said, Rabbi Orber, when he became a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim, his whole Havore, he changed, he was in Gansna Mevatel himself to Rabbi Chaim, and his Havore in Yiddish also he changed to hear the same Havore like Rabbi Chaim.